Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you had a chance to check out the Broad Stage in Santa Monica? If not, here's some motivation for you. Following its acclaimed national tour, C.S. Lewis, on stage, the most reluctant convert, is coming for only 11 performances from Thursday, July 11th through Sunday, July 21st. And Max McLean plays C.S. Lewis. I got to ask him a little bit about how thrilling it is to play Lewis and what the play is about. Tell us what lured you to this project.
Well, I've done several Lewis projects in the past, adapting his adult narrative fantasies, Screwtape Letters, The Great Divorce, From the Page to the Stage. And both of those stories deal with aspects of his conversion story. And so that made me go to his autobiography, which is a story of his conversion and his personal letters when he was a young man who went from being a vigorous debunker to perhaps the most influential Christian writer of the 20th century.
For people who don't know, tell us a little bit about C.S. Lewis, how he got his start and where he wound up.
People know him as the author of the Chronicles of Narnia. That's probably his number one thing. And the author of Mere Christianity, Screwtape Letters. He's sold probably 300 million books through the course of his life, but he sells more books now.
Wow.
Let me put it this way. He'll sell more books this year than he did last year and very likely sell more books next year than he did this year.
Why is that?
It's very rare that an author, his embers are still blazing, and I think it's because of his combination of fierce intellect with extraordinary faith. That combination, the fact that he can articulate it in a way that's really attractive and imaginative to academic types, artistic types, literary types, and of course children, because they love Narnia, makes him still perhaps the most influential Christian writer in the world.
And he's been gone for years.
Well, he died the same day. He died of kidney failure the same day, about the same hour that Kennedy was assassinated. So yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the play. Like, why would people want to come, and what's special about it?
It's the journey. Here you have a man who's a vigorous debunker, huge personality, would be equivalent nowadays, I would suppose, to the late Christopher Hitchens. Certainly has the rhetorical skills that Hitchens had. And he went from a position where he said either there was no God behind the universe, a God who was indifferent to good and evil, or worse, an evil God. He had a pretty rough life. He lost his mother to cancer when he was 9 years old. He had a terrible relationship with his father, which he regretted all his life. He was in the trenches during World War I, saw extraordinary carnage and so many corpses, and somebody asked him when he came back to Oxford after the war that were you much frightened in France, as he would have said, and he said all the time, but I never sank so low as to pray. And so from that perspective, he went from there and kind of through relationships, particular events in his life, and some pretty powerful ideas, made a very slow conversion, probably over 10 years, from atheism to Christianity.
And is this play, does it take any liberties, or is it pretty much exactly how it happened?
I would say 98% of the words are directly either from his autobiography or his personal letters, and then, of course, we used excerpts from books here and there that helped tell the story. So I would say it is pretty close to the man. The character himself, one of the largest, he was the most popular lecturer at Oxford and Cambridge in his day, huge personality, center of attention, sucked the air out of the room when he arrived. And so the idea is to try to capture the largeness of that personality on stage.
It would probably give it away. But if not, what was the turning point? I mean, you said it was a slow conversion, but what started the ball rolling?
Well, there's many various points. One was this experience that he called joy, which was this glimpse of something in the supernatural world that kept penetrating his material world. It could have come at a walk or a reading a book or listening to certain music, but it would take them to this place of ecstasy, which he kept trying to return to. And that was sort of the golden thread. They said, where does that come from? And he had this marvelous phrase, if I find in myself a desire that no experience in this world could satisfy, the most probable explanation is I was made for another world. So that was the small little romantic notion that he had from childhood all the way through that kept turning him to something more. That's got to be something more, something more. And then there were multiple others. This one particular was a late night meeting with J.R.R. Tolkien, because they were contemporaries and read each other's books. And Tolkien, who was already a very committed Christian, convinced Lewis about the veracity of the gospel story and the significance of Jesus as more than just a great moral teacher.
How much does it take out of you to play him?
Oh, energy. I tell you what, it's the most fun thing I've ever done.
Oh,
I love being that smart for 90 minutes. because it's the language to be able to articulate those words, it's very funny, the wit. It's not jokes, it's not putting people down, put down humor. It's as Lewis says, the humor is the bloom of the argument. It's the big aha moment that makes you laugh because it's so profound and yet so obvious.
So you have spent a lot of time studying him and researching. Do you remember early on what was the biggest thing about him or his life that surprised you?
The biggest thing, I think he was very real. He's very honest. In his teen years, he dabbled very seriously, deeply into the occult, which he said that had there been an elder in the neighborhood who dabbled in dirt, he might now be a Satanist or a maniac. That was interesting. And to me, what I found fascinating about that is that probably without that experience, he probably would not have been able to write the Screwtape Letters.
We are looking forward to seeing it.
Well, it's had a long history. I mean, it played New York and for 15 weeks. It's been touring around the country for the last 3 years, and looking forward to spending 2 weeks at the Broad Stage in Santa Monica.
So if you would like to get tickets, you can buy them online, by phone, or in person at the Broad Stage in Santa Monica. Thanks for listening. I'm Maggie McKay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.